You're going to buy him El Avon Lashnar. Anyway, so you see that the institution of Negoyim, that's not really that's not Stam a Drush. I mean, if you have a sensitivity for Divrei Ma'amari Chazal, you know, sometimes Ma'amari Chazal, it's, you know, different levels of limud. Different levels of limud. Sometimes it's just the way the Torah has a grammatical expression and has a certain also means something. That's because I told you, I mentioned to you, the reason is because the Torah, especially when the Torah has a Sipur on Maisa, the Torah doesn't want to restrict this one Maisa for limud. So it uses a different methodology and expression and the wrong grammatical forms in order to use one incident to teach you more than that one incident can portray. Because when through that type of expression, it brings in other incidents also. You see, it doesn't want to be limited to limud from the one incident. That's one of the reasons. But over here, you see, it's not simply a kind of far-fetched implication from the pasuk. You see, because the pasuk reaches very far, a different level of vision. But this seems to be essential. That ain't a goyim boyim alavon lashnara. That's really the reason for the goyim. So the question we have to ask is, what does nega really? How does nega tie in to the philosophy of lashnara? That's an interesting thing. When you look at the Negoyim, when you look at Negoyim, so what do you see by Negoyim? And what are the certain things, the certain characteristics that you see by Negoyim? One thing that Allah is by Nega, what are the main features that are metame in Negoyim? It's an interesting thing. The main feature that's metame in a goyim. There are three things really. There's basar chai, that's one thing that's metame. Then there's fasiyah, if it spreads, expands, and then there's a change in the seor, that the seor changes from black to white. You see, that's metame in the nega. That's metame in the nega. But it's interesting. If you take a look at the parsha, those are the three things. But if you take a look at the parsha says that how many cases do you have in the Goyim? So basically you have like this. You have the case, Negatzaras Kisiya Ba'adam Vuvalakayim. And Ra Kain, so of course you see also the Kain is the one that has to diagnose it. The Kain, it's all totally in him. And the Kain essentially always represents the Tamachacham, Lachacham, and because Vosel Lakain Shia Biyam Mahim, and Lakain always, Yoru Mishpatech Yaakov, so Eskel Yisrael. So the first one is just a Negatras Kisiyah Ba'adam, right? But then take a look, the next case is the Uvasar Kiev Oro Shchin, the Nirpa. What does it mean? It means there was a Shchin, there was a boil, and then it got better. Then v'hoya b'mkom ashchin se'is levana v'aheris levana adam domes. Okay, so then you get the se'is, and then it goes through the mare ha-se'is. But there's a whole, if you look carefully, there's an organization to this whole system of Negayim. Then it has another one. O v'asa kiyeh v'oro michvas eish. That means that he had a blemish from fire. Again, okay. So basically, and then you have a difference. Those are the basic three cases. You see, basic three cases. But I think the three cases really aren't just simply coincident. They just happen to be. Of course, everything has a lot of properties. But when Chazal say that Negoyim Boim Alavon Lashnara has to be related somehow, psychologically. And it's an interesting thing. I was just thinking about it, but it's an interesting thing. That what is really the Nega? You see, the Nega is really a frightening kind of experience. Because it means that if a person suddenly takes a look at his flesh and he sees something appears out of nowhere, a change that he can't account for, as a very frightening experience, you see. It means that his control over the self is not like he thought. Things are out of control. Things out of control. And really, nega. That's why negoyim are very are essentially related to lashon hara, because lashon hara is asher amru shoneinu nagbir, where the person feels, on the contrary, he overestimates the control that he has. He thinks that his narcissistic forces, his energies, are overacting. You see. And this is just the opposite. This is a complete break. He sees in his own goof, in his own physical body, suddenly things are not as he expected, and they're out of control. But it's an interesting thing. The next case the Torah took is a shechin. And you think that a shechin, what is a shechin? It means there was a boil. And then somehow or other, it went, instead of going away, the nega appeared. You see, I think that the idea over here is that you have to have a certain sensitivity, but that's a different kind of a fear. It also has to do, it's also a fear that's a narcissistic fear, but it's a different thing. Because when a person has something's wrong with him, then he's already in a weakened kind of a state. Because something's wrong, so it bothers him. So he's waiting, but he has in mind that it's going to follow a natural pattern of cure. So then the mind becomes calmed, so to speak, and is satisfied with that idea. So something bad, but it's on its way. It's getting better. It's getting better. Then the person is tied to the idea that it's getting better. But if somehow or other it does not, the getting better doesn't advance the way the individual thought and felt, that's a different kind of affair. See, the terrorists set it up. Which one is worse is not a question of worse. It's different. It's a different kind of a thing. One kind of a fright is when a person just suddenly sees something in his goof that he can't explain it. What is it? There's no reason for it. Something's wrong here. Another is where the individual already has accepted that something's wrong, but now his energies are channeled towards recovery. There is a fixed recovery, and he can expect and put confidence in the fact that this process is following along a natural pattern, and pretty soon he's going to be fine. See, that's the case of the second case. That's the case of the shechin. You see, the shechin. But then if all of a sudden it's not going that way, you see, it's a different state of mind, because this individual has been reduced already. He had a shechin already. But now his narcissism is attaching itself to recovery. When that's broken, that's a different kind of a fear. Which one's worse? I can't say which. It's two different types of experiences. You see? Two different experiences. That's why the Torah had those singles out, those two types of situations. And the third one, it's interesting, so it seems like the third one is mechvas esh. It means that he has a makof from the outside. And apparently the Torah senses that there's a difference between something that is wrong with you, which is internal, and something which is wrong, which is caused externally. You see, in the external, I would say this much, in the external, the expectation of recovery is greater. Because after all, it was an external thing. It was imposed on me from the outside. Nothing wrong with me. In the internal, it's a different expectation of recovery, different kind of an expectation. So the Torah really shows you that it's three different breaches in the individual's narcissism and his sense of security and confidence in his body, you see, in his physical body. And that's why the Torah singled out those three cases. Yeah, those are the three cases. But interesting is the Torah also differentiates between the flesh that's covered with hair, and Ishiyo Barosho Bazakon, and the ordinary flesh. That also I believe is true. That a person with regard to a skin disorder, there's a difference whether it's in a place which is covered, or whether it's a different part. It has the differentiation also. But the essential, the three categories that we mentioned before, are distinct in terms of how they affect the person psychologically. It's three different types of assaults on the individual's sense of confidence in his physical body and his well-being. Three different assaults. So you can't compare them. Depends on the personality, on the individual, but it's three types of assaults on his sense of security and confidence. Why? And that's what Chazal say, because that's avon lashon hara. Because lashon hara, the essential quality of lashon hara is asher omru lushoninu nagbir sfasenu itano mi adon lano. Mi adon lano. We're the adon. That's why the nega tzaras has a very complicated, complex halachic structure. Very hard, difficult area to understand. The goyim is very hard, but nevertheless, it's based. The halacha is rooted in its purpose and objective in the area of perfection. Is very specifically targets the individual in the place which is the makor of the chet of lashon hara. Interesting, of course, is what is the halacha for the mitzvah? What was it? Isolation is part of the halachic system for mitzvah. Why? Because the chait is rooted in the individual's acquiring his self worth from an improper interaction with his fellow man, with other individuals, an improper dependency on other human beings, where the person's self worth is tied inappropriately to other human beings. And that's why the cure is isolation. Mechutz l'machana. Bodod yeshev. Mechutz l'machana moshava. And the halacha is that metzora is really a halacha like an oval. It's like an oval. It's a velus. Who is the velus for, basically? For himself. Exactly. For himself. So the parsha of metzora, ein goyim boyim el avon lashon hara, is not simply drush, but it's really an essential component of the whole framework of the whole area, the whole parsha of lashon hara. Yeah.
There was a case in
the Haftarah. It's interesting. In Haftarah, after Divrei Navi, you have to look carefully, listen carefully to the Divrei Navi. Thanks very much. Divrei Navi by Naaman. What was the case of Naaman? The case of Naaman was, you have to see the psukim inside. But the psukim are beautiful. Now, what happened was, over there, Naaman was the Tsar Tzvai. He was the captain of the forces for the Melech Aram. Powerful warrior, the captain of the forces, general, but he had one problem, mitzvah. He was a mitzvah. So what happened? So what happened was that the Melech Aram sent a present to the Melech Yisrael. And he said, "Vayova sefer al-Melech Yisrael leimor, v'ata kvar sefer zeh lecha, hine shalachti lecha as Naaman avdi v'asafta mitzorata." So he gave him a nice present. He gave him a lot of covet. Sounds good. But in the communication, he said, "You must take care of my general Naaman." So it says, "Vayikra krom Melech Yisrael a sefer." When he read the sefer, he was smart. Vayikra begodav. He did kriya. Was no present. Vayomar. He says, "What am I, God? Am I going to help this guy from his saras? I can't do that." He says, "This is really a trick. He's trying to put me in a situation where It's very tempting for me, you know, if you're stupid, you fall for it. So you say, yeah, I'll take care of it. And then he's going to come back and say, he knows I can't. He's going to trap me, trap. So he realized the trap. So it says, Vayikishmor Elisha Isha Lakim Kikara Melech Esau's Begadav. So Elisha heard. Vayishlach HaMelech Lema Loma Karata Begadecha. He says, Yovono Eli V'yeda Ki Yesh Novi B'Yisrael. So apparently Elisha knew through Nevoah that he'll be able to accomplish it. So it's interesting. Vayovo Naaman Besuso V'Richbo Vayamod Pesach HaBayis L'Elisha. They came. What does Suso and Rechba mean? Yeah, the Rolls Royce, the squad. Yeah, came with entourage. So he came to the house of the Navi. Vayishlach Elov Elisha Malach Lemar. So Elisha sent him a messenger. Holo for achatzta sheva pomen bayardin v'yoshel besor cholachal tohar. Now listen to his language. Holo for achatzta sheva pomen bayardin. Wash it. Go. You know, wash yourself in the Yarden 7 times. And he says, V'yoshov besorcho lecho, and your flesh will return to you. Interesting expression. You see, as he said, it's an assault. A mitzvah is an assault on the person's guf, on his self. Your flesh is not yours anymore. V'yosh, now you want it to return. Go do this, your flesh will return to you. He says, it's more than a physical disorder. It's a psychological disorder. So Navi recognizes it. The Yashov Basar Chalacha. Now your flesh is not yours. It will come back to you. Utahar. So Vayiktsof Naaman. He got angry. Vayelach Vayama. Hine Amarti. I said to myself, Eli Yetze Yotzo. This Navi's, the prophet, is going to come out to me. V'omad V'kor B'shem Hashem Alekov. And I'll call out in the name of his God. V'heinif Yodo Alamakom. Will raise his hand on the place. V'asaf ha-metzora, and that'll be the end of my illness. See, that's what he imagined. He imagined that. He says, and then he says a strange thing. He says, "Halo tov amona ufarpar naros damesek mikol meimei Yisrael." He says, "Amona and farpar; these two rivers are much better than the rivers in Israel." Halo echatz behem v'taharti. So I'll go dipping in those rivers. And that'll help. Vayifin vayelach b'chema. Went away in anger. So it says, Vayivshu avodah vayidabra alav. So the servants went over to him and they said, Vayomru avi, dava gadla navi dibar lecha. He says, you may be angry, but he made a very great promise here. I mean, he spoke a very big thing. Maybe you ought to think this over. He says, hello, Sasa. Maybe you should do this. Vav ki yomar lecha rachatzu tor. Even though he told you this, but... It's true, it's degrading, you may not like it, but the reward, the benefit is a great thing, so maybe you should reconsider. Vayered vayidbo bayardin sheva pa'omen, kidvar yisho lakim, vayoshev besoro kivsanar koton vayitar, his flesh came back like a young child. And then he was, vayitar means he was clean, means it's, you know, yitar means removed, back to normal. So what was the dialogue? Interesting dialogue. You see, the thing is, the whole thing, and why did he say that these rivers are better? Yeah, but the Navi said go on this river. So what kind of an argument was it? You see? And then afterwards is Mekadosh Hashem. It's an amazing thing. He says, Vayovo Elisha Lakim Huvacho Machaneu. And he wanted to give him something, wouldn't take. So then it says, and then he asked him, he says, Slach, he says, Kilo Yase Od Avdecho Olova Zevach Lo Elohim Acherim Ki Im L'Hashem. He says, from now on, I only bring kabbalas to God. And he said to him that when I go back to Beis Rimon, I'm in a political situation, I have to bow. He says, please forgive me, because he's the general, he's caught, you know. He says, he asked another to please forgive him for that, for doing that, which he knows now is not proper. It's an amazing thing. And Vayom Lalech L'Shalom. Okay, so it's very interesting dialogue. But what was really at the bottom of the whole thing? I mean, what was this whole dialogue? What's going on in his mind? You see, what he wanted was a supernatural cure. That's why he says, I thought, I'll come, A supernatural cure is not degrading, because as much as it's supernatural and there's a force that's higher than you, yeah, but that force is catering to you. So that's not too bad. It's greater, but it's catering to me. That's what he thought. So he came berichbo for Russia with all the kavod, and he expects the holy man to come out and go, okay, now you're cured. But Elisha didn't even come out. Didn't even come out to see him. He sent a messenger, and he told him, go wash in the rivers of the, in the water, in the river Yarden, in the waters of the Yarden. What did he tell him? What was the message that he told him? He said, you are really coming with arrogance, and that the forces of heaven should be subordinated to you. He says, no. He says, you have to subordinate yourself to the teva. That's what you have to do. The teva is chokhmas Hashem, and your cure will come about only if you subordinate yourself to the teva, to the waters. That's why he said, subordination to the waters? What do you mean? The waters in Damascus are much better than the waters over here. You see? So he got angry and he left. But then when his Eved told him to do it, and he did it, and the nace occurred, and that's the real purpose of a nace, to change a person's thinking, so then he realized, then that's why he said, now I know, Ein Elokim b'chol ha'aretz ki yimi Yisrael, because the God of Yisrael is really the God of the Chochmas HaTeva, and the only way a person can reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through subordination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochma, and the Chochma that he put in the Teva. And if the Yarden is better for this, then that's the only way that he's going to get cured. You see? So there was really a limud in the Maase of Elisha. But what do you see from this? The limud was really a subordination of his ego. That's really what it was, basically. And that's the whole Sefer HaMaaseh. And then he came to recognize the fact that God can only be known through a person lowering himself and recognizing that the world is full of Chachmas Hashem, and approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Chachmas HaTeva. That's basically the story. Amazing thing. So the Navi complements the whole idea of Metzora in Lashon Hara. Of course, it's outside the halachic framework, but philosophically, it's the same thing. Okay, I'll stop it. Yeah, I didn't mention it, but fill it in yourself, basically. That you see that the things that create, that are involved in the nega, like, for instance, the spreading. It's a very frightening experience. A person has something and starts spreading over his body. And the same thing with the raw flesh, where the skin, which is really the protective layer of the body, is gone, and now now what is exposed is the raw flesh, and the change of the hair, even though it's a hair, even though it's two hairs, it has to be actually, Allah be two hairs, but a change, an inexplicable change, where you see the hair suddenly, yesterday they were black and today they're white. That again is a qualitative feature which psychologically affects an individual. But all these things are basically things that are assaults on the individual's narcissistic satisfaction with his body. Okay.